Welcome everybody to Young Black and Opinionated. I'm your host, Christina Royster. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening today. And you can follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at the YBO Podcast. On today's episode, I have a special guest. I'm talking with Shania Shea Phillips of Brunch and Grind, New Jersey's hottest social brunch party. And we'll get into it in just a second. But make sure that you follow Shay on Instagram at @diva_Shay. And I'll let you introduce yourself, Shay, and tell the folks what you're all about. And I know that you're sort of multi-hyphenate, so you can definitely talk about your 9 to 5 and your 5 to 9.
So, hi, everyone. My name is Shania. Most people call me Shay these days. And I am my 9 to 5. I am a marketing professional for a financial services organization. I've been in the marketing space for about 10 plus years, so directly out of college. And then 5 to 9, I am what some people call like a social entrepreneur. So I built businesses based on bringing young Black professionals together. One of those businesses is Brunch and Grind, and the other is Link New Jersey. And so those are my two businesses / babies that I've built directly out of college. And really, I think what I'm most passionate about is just bringing young Black professionals together and giving them spaces and avenues to connect and grow. And that's me.
Yeah. And speaking of that, that's exactly how we met. Shay and I met at it wasn't even a networking event per se. It was like a workshop. I remember they put us in like marketing teams and we had to pick a brand or whatever. This was an event between like, what's it called? GA, General Assembly, and I think Google. And it was like some event in New York City. And this is 2019 and I'm trying to like get out there, start networking more. And I'm like, I'm working in the city now. Let me go to an event after work. So I go and I meet you. You're like, hey, I'm Shay. And you kind of like subtly were like, I'm also the founder of Brunch and Grind. And your friend next to you was like, girl, you had this brand for like 7 years. If you don't talk that up. And so that kind of reminded me of myself, because I can definitely downplay my own accomplishments. Even YBO, this is the 5th year of the podcast. And I'm always just like, oh, sometimes people get in my head, like your little podcast. I'm like, yeah, my little podcast. But then I realized it's not so little. I've had so many episodes. Spotify rep told me I had like 4,000 minutes of content. I can't believe I talked for that long. So that just reminded me of myself. And I definitely see similarities. And, you know, just like you said, from you working in marketing to me working in social media and comms. And this isn't even a side hustle anymore. That's what I really wanted to talk to you about, because I've seen the growth from the day I met you till now. And the whole business has just exploded. So why don't you first tell folks, why brunch? Why did you, you know, right out of college decide I wanted to host brunch parties? Or was it ever this big? Did it start out like in your own kitchen?
Yeah, it's funny. Like, and it's funny that this is even a business at this moment, right? Like I didn't, you know, most people, they like, okay, I want to start a business. Like that wasn't me. Like I didn't start Brunch and Grind with the goal of being an entrepreneur or being a business owner. Like it really just kind of stemmed from my passion of food. Like if you follow me, I'm posting food every day.
She has it's the in my kitchen, yes.
Restaurant. Like I am a big foodie. And so that was like, you know, my passion of like, as I mentioned earlier, like food, and then like bringing young Black people together, like those are, or just connecting people in general. Yeah. I think I just ended up combining those two passions. And it really just stemmed from, you know, it was my 24th birthday, and I hosted a birthday brunch. Everybody does a birthday brunch these days, right? But back then, I feel like brunch was just like kind of taking off, that whole brunch scene. So I did this birthday brunch. I'll never forget at PS 450. Is that what it's called? PS 450 was such a, it was so long.
I think I've heard of that place.
But it was PS 450 in the city, and they were given, so their brunch special was, you know, you got an entree, but then they would just bring you out bottomless bottles. Like bottles of champagne. And it was, I mean, obviously it was a good time. They had a DJ. Yeah. Like, this is so dope. And, you know, I had about 20 to 25 people at this, you know, 24th birthday party.
That's and a I big think, deal. Look, you can turn out a crowd.
Right? And on so your 24th that birthday. Was the first thing, right? I was like, like these people really show up for me. But then two, as I looked around the table, I was like, wow, like these are just my friends. And I'm looking around the table, there's engineers, there's finance people, there's marketing people. And then I also realized that there were, you know, my friends were coming from all walks of life. So this is directly out of college, right? So there's some people that are well off in their careers. There are people who are in graduate school. There are people who are just trying to figure it out. But all of these people at this one brunch table where we were turning up, y'all, but you know, at this one brunch table, they were making connections, they were talking, they were getting advice. And I was like, like, if this is happening at that my small 20 person birthday table, like, imagine what could happen if I expanded the reach. Imagine what could happen if I put this on a larger scale. And so that's kind of where it stemmed from. I did the first event, you know.
And where did the name come from?
We like to grind. It was hard. It was hard, honestly. Like, I remember in the beginning stages when I was like, okay, I want to do this event. You know, I think it was like August 2015. I was like, that's when my first event is going to be. But it took me months to figure out a name. Like, I think I would have like Food for Soul and like all these weird names. And I swear to you, the name came to me in the shower. Like, I was literally in the shower getting ready for work. And I was like, brunch. And I was like, okay, like the story or like what I'm trying to do here is like connect people. I want people to learn. I want people to build and grow. So obviously it's brunch, but like, what's a name for like hustling and like coming together and like connecting? Like, what is that? And I was like, grind. And I was like, brunch and grind. Like, oh, awesome. That works. I was like, that works. I was like, oh shoot. So I like ran out the shower and I wrote it down. And so that's kind of how the name started. And, you know, it took off. I did, the first event was August 2015 in Hoboken, New Jersey. And I had 40 people there. And that first event, so I took the grind very literally then, right? So I was like, okay, I'm going to bring in a marketing professional to talk about how to build your brand. And, you know, it's going to be bottomless. It's going to be a buffet. And when I looked around, I was like, people not really feeling this, like, seminar theme.
Yeah.
Brunch, right? Like, people, you know, want to get up and they want to talk and they want to have a good time. And so that's where I kind of pivoted. Like, that was my first lesson in business of like pivoting to like cater to your audience. I was like, okay, people not really, it's Saturday in August. It's hot. It's beautiful outside.
A marketing professional.
Now, well, people honestly, not trying to listen to this.
When I see you on social media, you are just so organized, kind of like that type A personality. Like, I definitely see myself, because that's the same way. I'm like, if I'm going to do this event, it has to be right. I need to have place cards. I need to have placemats. I need to have, and like you said, nobody needs all that frilly stuff. And I think sometimes as entrepreneurs, creatives, we get in our own head. And I especially care about my brand image. I definitely care about every single thing that I put out. If the copy is wrong, we're deleting it, take it down. Like, So like you said, I think we can kind of get in our own heads and overdo it when people just want to get back to basics. People want some mimosas and people want some music. People want to network.
And I think that's what I learned is like, you know, simplify it a bit. You don't have to be all in one, right? I think that's the biggest thing when you're building a business is like, who is your audience and what solution are you trying to provide to those people? What do they really, really want? Mm-hmm. You don't have to be all things to this one audience. Like, at the end of the day, narrow it down, niche it down, and figure out what do they really want from you. And at that time, I realized, okay, they just really want a good time. And yes, they also want to build those connections, but you don't have to force that.
Yeah. And that kind of leads me to my other question about how your 9-to-5 in marketing has really influenced your side hustle. I call it a side hustle, but it's a full-fledged business at this point. So how has your 9-to-5 sort of influenced you or helped you, you know, grow your business?
Yeah, I will say, you know, I don't think it was necessarily like my 9-to-5 that was like, you know, that was helpful. So like, not my job specifically, but like, I will say my background and expertise in marketing was highly influential and like helpful and like really, especially in those beginning phases.
Yeah.
You know, like I, from the very start, had my brand down pack. Like, I knew the brand colors, the brand identity. I had the name. I understood who my audience was. I had my marketing plan. I had my go-to market strategy. Like, I was on point with the marketing side. Finance, finances wasn't hitting at that time, but like the marketing, what I really needed to like build my business and like create it, like build it to the point where it is now, like that is something that I had like down pack. And I feel like, you know, and it's funny, like whenever people learn that, like I have a background in marketing, they're like, oh, that's why.
That's why every post is on point, every flyer, every page. Yes.
You know, and it wasn't until like my boyfriend, like he's currently launching his business and, he be designing stuff or thinking stuff. I'm like, no, do it this way. Like, and I'm like, no, like you need to do it.
That's
Like, you need to
me.
create your social media. You need to have your website. You need, like, what is your brand identity? What, like, who's your customer? And I'm like, all right, so like I'm learning, like, that doesn't come naturally to people. Like, that is something, that's a
Yeah.
skill that I'm really blessed to have to, like, to really build this business. And so I will say, like, that has helped me. But it's funny when people say, like, oh, your marketing is so great. Or like, oh, you're so, I'm like, because like I think that also, like, I realized that there's a lot more that I could be doing. And I think
Yeah.
working a 9-to-5, so not running my business full time, really hinders me in a way where it's like, dang, I don't have the time or energy to run social
Yeah,
media
talk
ads
about it. Talk
and really
about
do, A/B testing with email. Like, I don't got time for all of that.
I've been saying I'm going to start a newsletter for how long, and I just
Well,
haven't
you need
yet.
to. You
Yeah.
need to. Like, please get your email. So, wait, you have an email list, right?
I haven't even done anything with it. Like, I've had some
Come on.
events, I've collected like old school signups and like just haven't.
No,
That's the
ma'am.
thing though. It really does take discipline. Not everybody can be a business owner. If I was like, dang, I like what Shay's doing. I want to start throwing brunch parties. Like, people are gonna realize it's not just a brunch party. Like, you really have put I saw you have a February event. Now, did you just think of that on the fly or did you just or have you been planning that for months, you know? Like, how much
Yeah.
planning goes into these things?
Yeah. And some things, so I do have like 2023 planned out for Bunch of Grind, right? But then as I was planning out 2023, I realized that I wanted to leave some space for me to just be creative, right? And I think that's like the fun part of planning an event, right? It's just like, or doing, like, being in this event-based business is like, a lot of it is just creativity. Like, what ideas do you want to put out? And so I decided that I wanted to take a break between January and March. Like, I wasn't going to do any events. I was just going to focus that on planning. But then I was like, February is just such a big month. There's
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, there's Black History Month. I was like, I feel like I'm missing an opportunity there. And my boyfriend and I have been to these cooking classes in Hoboken. And I was like, that would be dope. I was like, it would
Yeah.
be really dope if Brunch and Grind, like, hosted a cooking class. And I had that night, it was like 11 o'clock at night. I sent an email to, like, the venue. I was like, I want to do an event here. Literally by the next day, the venue was booked and I was already, like, working on, like, the graphics for it.
Oh
So,
my gosh, wow.
so some things just come, like, some, it, I think it, it's helpful to be spontaneous and, like, let your creativity just, like, kind of, like, be free
Yeah.
and like, live out your ideas in that way.
Yeah. Now, I think sometimes we definitely get hung up on the logistics. Like, let's say I want to throw an event. I wouldn't even know who to email and like get a response the next day. Like, I think you started partnering with one specific restaurant, right? To host multiple events. And so can you talk a little bit about how just partnership and collaboration has really helped you out?
Yeah, and it this again, like, I've been hosting, I've been doing Brunch and Grind for what is now 7, I think 7 or 8 years. I always get
Wow.
the numbers mixed up. And in the very beginning, I think what I found valuable was, like, hopping around to different restaurants. Like, I was like, okay, Jersey is so big, but people don't really know about all there is to offer in the state. And so I wanted to hop around. I wanted people to learn different restaurants and learn different experiences. And my friends were always like, why don't you just stay in one spot? Like, wouldn't that be easier? And I'm like, no, I gotta hop around. Right. And so I did one event at the Vanguard. And mind you, like, I'm doing it for 7 years. I'm hopping around at these different restaurants. I'm bringing them hundreds of people. Never has a venue really, like, saw the value in what I was bringing, right? Like, this is Jersey. People just don't pop up to your restaurant 300 deep at your restaurant on a
Yeah.
regular, right? But these restaurants, I feel like, especially me coming to them as a Black woman, like a young Black woman, they weren't really seeing the value that I was bringing. And so what I loved about the Vanguard is, from that very first brunch I did with them in 2021, the dates and years are flying, like, really
Yeah,
quick.
especially with the pandemic.
The pandemic, I'm like, what year, who am I, what? So I think I did an event with them in 2021 in the summer, and that was a huge success. Like, 300 deep, we took over their entire
Wow.
restaurant, and they came back to me. They was like, we want you to come back once a week. And I was like,
Wow.
well, hell no.
That's a lot. Once
I'm
a
not coming
week.
back every week. That is insane. But I was like, you know what? I can think about a monthly thing. And this was
Yeah.
something that was totally new to me, because I'm like, I don't do monthly events. Like, Brunch and Grind, the value behind Brunch and Grind is, like, we pop up every once in a while and we make you miss us. So, and I was like,
FOMO.
I don't, right. And I was like, I don't know if this is gonna work. And so I will say that, I'm really excited about this partnership that I built with them, because we're able to provide this value on a more consistent basis. This also takes some of the pressure off of me. I mean, finding a venue is,
different venues for every different event.
It takes so much time. And so that's like, I mean, it's at this point, it's kind of become like copy and paste. It's like, okay, we have a really great structure. We have the venue. We already know what the marketing is. And so I'm able to do it more consistently and provide that value to my customers. But I will say, like, with partnerships, make sure you are getting everything in writing. So I made sure, like, I advocated for myself. I advocated because I know the value that I was bringing to this restaurant. And so advocate for yourself, get everything in writing, build out that contract for any partnership that you're doing. Make sure that you're advocating for, like, the value that you're providing, and that you're getting something out of it is what I would say, like, about building any partnership.
And I think what you said right at the beginning about they saw the value when others didn't, I think that's the most important thing when you're working with a partner. I know sometimes it's hard to, like, sell other people on your vision. Like, it's my dream, so I wouldn't expect you to be as passionate about it as me. Right. But people can tell when there's something special about you and when it just kind of shines through you. And so I really love that. Like, when people gravitate towards you and you don't even have to beg anybody to work with you.
Exactly. Yeah. And I felt like in the very beginning, I was begging these venues. Like, it was so hard. Like, I was walking in, like, I'm going to bring 400 people here. And they're like, okay, but I was like, why are y'all resisting me?
Yeah.
I'm saying that I'm trying to bring y'all money and customers. And I felt like it was such a hard time for me to find a venue that, like, I could, like, work with. So when the Vanguard was like, we love the Black people that you are bringing into our restaurant. Like, I was like, let's lock this in. Cause I think that's hard to find a restaurant that believes in your vision, but then also one that's, like, really able and willing to provide a space for young Black people.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's so a big important deal. Yeah.
And so we just mentioned the pandemic, you know, during the pandemic, we did lose all of these live events and that sort of camaraderie and getting together. So how did Brunch and Grind stay afloat during that time? I know you even had some, like, virtual cooking classes. You're doing everything.
Yeah. Child, honestly, the pandemic was a great time for me. Like, I feel like I was running myself ragged. As I mentioned, like, I ran two businesses, right? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like the pandemic gave me a moment to, like, take a step back and, like, relax. Mm-hmm. I would get off of work and I would lay on the couch and I would have some wine. Like,
and you couldn't go nowhere. So,
and that's what made me real. Like, and it was hard because obviously, like you mentioned, like, type A personality. Like, I was like, okay, I got to be doing something. I was like, no, you don't. Like, it's a pandemic.
Yeah.
Relax, you know? And that was the first time that I realized, like, how important being able to relax was, like, resting and investing in that. But I will say, at some point, you know, my personality got the best of me. I was like, okay, I got to do something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want my audience to forget about me. I want to still be able to provide some value to my audience. And so that's when I started doing Brunch with Friends and started just, like, hitting up my friends who cook or, like, you know, personal chefs or whatever. And I would reach out to them, like, hey, let's get on live and let's cook together.
Yeah.
And I think that was, like, it was one, great content, and it was, like, valuable content. It was entertaining. Yeah. And then it kept my audience, like, kind of engaged with the brand, and then also, like, getting to know me, because I was, like, mm-hmm. cooking on live TV and messing up, putting too much of one ingredient and stuff. And so people really got to, like, know who I was. And I feel like that helped on all fronts. So, like, when I was able to launch again in 2021, people were already, like, you know, bought in and loved the brand. Yeah. So
your brand has just exploded. And so now I see you on, it's not just, you know, you and your friends anymore, your 24th birthday brunch. Now it's people trying to get tickets, people in your DMs. And so how does that feel now that you have some clout? People are in your DMs asking for tickets after you're sold out.
You know, it's humbling. Like, I am still, and I'm pretty sure you can, like, feel me when I say this. Like, it's like this was an idea that I had at the age of 24, and to see people like bought into it, it's really hard. Like, as a creative in general, when you put out some art, like,
yeah,
it's very vulnerable. Like, it's like, dang, are people gonna like this? Are people gonna, you know, buy into this?
So,
like,
so
the fact that people are consistently like, I love this, I love what you do. Like, I think that is, I love it, is inspiring. It's what keeps me going. It is very annoying when people reach out to me and say, "Hey, I see that the event is sold out. Can I get a ticket?" And I'm like, "Where are you gonna stand? Where are you gonna sit if it's sold out?" That's annoying, but I appreciate where the love is coming. Like, I know it's coming from a place of love and like wanting to support and be in the building. So I think that's kind of how I feel at the moment. I'm inspired. I'm like, okay, now what? So for 2023, I'm like, okay, now what am I going to do? I got to like really do it big. People are expecting something from me.
That's what
So
I was
that's
just gonna
where
say. What's next? You know, is Brunch and Grind gonna expand beyond, you know, these events? Is it gonna be couples tropical island trips and things like that? We don't know. I'm just so excited to kind of watch from afar. I hate to be like a fangirl, but I definitely have just been following along, and I just follow some really dope creatives, like you said, and from musicians to artists to dancers, like watching all, there's so much talent out there and there's so much room for all of us, you know, like even if I mean, I wouldn't bite your style, but even if I did start creating my own event series, like what makes it different is you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the people that show out for you might be different than the people that show out for me. And like, we can all eat.
And it's so funny, like I'll have, and I respect it and I appreciate it. Like I'll have friends or people reach out to me like, "Yo, I want to do this. I want to do an event." And at first, I will say in the beginning, like I was very intimidated by that. Like I was intimidated by anybody attempting to enter this event or brunch space, especially in New Jersey. But I learned that, like, especially as you stay in your lane, you build your niche, and you really create the value around your brand, that people are gonna like, your audience is gonna be your audience. Those are gonna be the people that rock with you. So you shouldn't like, I'm no longer intimidated by people that are, doing events in this space, because I'm like, they reach out to me like, "Oh, Shay, can I use your DJ, or can I go ahead?" Like, yeah, because especially in Jersey, like I feel like we don't have much here, and so I am inspired. I love to see other people doing events in Jersey, because we need more of that. And so I can't, and I'm not about to take over the whole event space in Jersey. Like I just can't. I can't. But what helps is like having multiple people. Like if in New York City, there's a bunch of people doing events in New York. And I think we need the same thing in here to like really make it sustainable for us all, and like to create all of those like different avenues of opportunity for professionals to like have fun.
And I think a lot of that, like you said, is knowledge sharing. Don't be stingy. I had an episode called "Don't Be Stingy, Share What You Know." Like you said, it's okay. We can all share. If I see DJ Wale at the same three events, I don't care. Like I love seeing, I love, you know, seeing familiar faces and starting to recognize people. Even I was watching a show the other day and I was like, that I know that guy from New Jersey. Like, I'm starting to see, like, we're out here, we have so much talent in Jersey, and so why not like lift each other up? And I love that you definitely give back and support when you can.
Oh, definitely. Like I'm always reaching out to people, like, "Let me know how I could support. Let me know." Like I show up for people, because people show up for you, and I always try to like reciprocate that energy, because I know how it is, like when you are, I mean, entrepreneurship can be very lonely. And so I understand how that felt, and that's why I try to like reciprocate that energy and support other people, because I know how lonely it is, and how like vulnerable and scary it can be to put something out there.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story on the YBO podcast. Hey, you just even supporting the podcast. People don't even know how far a like goes, how much a share goes, you know. Just like that, just being able to share your story. That's kind of my job. I love being able to do that. I might not physically bring people together with awesome brunch events, but I definitely love using my platform to share stories like this. So, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so
Now,
much. I
let the folks
appreciate
know where they can follow you and Brunch and Grind and
Oh,
Lincoln
yeah.
J, because we didn't even get to talk about Lincoln J.
Well,
Lincoln
Lincoln
J,
J, I am, I, that's on the
you trying to
phase out.
separate?
Like, yeah, that like Lincoln J, I'm starting to phase that out. Because again, I can't run two businesses. It's a lot. But I will say that you can follow me on Brunch and Grind on Instagram and Twitter. Or the Twitter, I haven't built it out. But at Brunch, Brunch, the letter N, and Grind, Grind. And, Diva Shay, personal, that's Diva_Shay.